Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the state has released its emergency accommodation statistics this afternoon. Figures in the northwest show 172 adults accessing homelessness services in the region. Of those, 23 were families, 69 adults in Donegal. The number of child dependents in the region, 53. We'll have a full report. Also coming up in this bulletin, there's uncertainty over the future of GP services at the Ardra Health Centre. The local GP has submitted her resignation to the HSE. The HSE says finding a replacement is a priority. And a 12-year-old boy has been arrested on suspicion of arson in Limavady. Good evening. The state has released its emergency accommodation statistics this afternoon. Figures in the northwest are virtually unchanged, with 172 adults accessing homelessness services in the region at the end of April. That was the same figure as in March. Of those, 69 were in Donegal. That's down one. There were 23 families registered homeless at the end of last month, with 53 child dependents. That's an increase of one. Nationally, the figure has exceeded 14,000 for the first time. With more, here is Ellen Butler.
4,206 children are growing up in emergency accommodation nationally, which is 17% higher than a year ago. The overall total for the state, 14,009 people registered as homeless, is 14% up on the total from the Department of Housing a year ago. The rate of growth in the number of homeless people registered is stagnant over the past couple of months, but has slowed compared with 12 months ago when it was at more than 20%. The issue is most acute in Dublin, where there are more than 10,000 people registered as homeless. Ministers continually say housing and reducing the numbers registered as homeless is a top priority for government. The state's figures don't include women in refuge centres, refugees, asylum seekers, rough sleepers and the so-called hidden homeless.
Well, speaking before the latest figures were published, Simon Harris insisted progress is being made in the provision of new homes.
We've seen 30,000, 32,000 houses already commence construction this year. We've almost seen more houses commence construction this year than we saw new homes delivered in the entirety of last year. Every single day, there's now every single working day, there's now 350 new homes commencing construction. And I am restless to do more in relation to this.
Conor Coughlan from Focus Ireland says the government must immediately implement recommendations made by the Housing Commission.
We should never become desensitised to these grim numbers. Calling on the government to implement the Housing Commission's key recommendations. The expert group, which the government itself established, has now provides a pathway to solving homelessness along with the wider housing problem.
There's uncertainty over the future of GP services at the Ardra Health Centre. In a statement published on social media this morning, Dr. Morell Sweeney confirmed that after 29 years as a GP in Ardra, it's with a heavy heart that she's handed her resignation to the HSE. She says for years she's highlighted to the HSE the looming manpower crisis that single-handed rural GPs are facing, while also proposing practical solutions to these problems. Now she says the issue is in the HSE's hands. With more, here's Katie Gillen.
In her announcement, Dr. Sweeney says schemes introduced in recent years by the HSE aimed at improving patient care have been highly successful, but have also put huge additional demands on single-handed GP practices. She says in the past 2 years at Ardra Health Centre, the posts of GP assistant, GP partner and principal GP have been offered to 11 individuals nationally and internationally, and while all showed genuine interest, they were unwilling to accept the demands of a single-handed practice. Dr. Sweeney says twice over the past 5 years, there were two occasions when she needed a period away from work for her own well-being. On these occasions, she said, she had to provide her own cover through agency locum doctors, and that was an unsustainable short-term solution. She says the matter is now in the hands of the HSE, and she and her staff have no information on the procedure for appointing a new GP for Ardra.
In a statement to Highland Radio News this evening, the HSE confirms that Dr. Sweeney has tendered her resignation and will be working out her period of notice. The statement concludes the HSE will continue to work toward finding a new GP as a priority. A 12-year-old boy has been arrested on suspicion of arson with intent to endanger life following a fire in Limavady in Derry. It broke out in the Catherine Street area last evening. A boy has since been bailed. Chelsea Keely is in the town centre.
What remains is a charred black shell of the former nightclub. The smell of smoke still lingers in the air and debris scatters the footpath. Niall Murray's the owner of the Thatch Bar down the street.
I was working yesterday evening at around 5:30 and heard the merciful bang and looked out the window and obviously seen another local business on fire. Absolutely devastating to the town.
The roads still closed.
Donegal has been confirmed as the host of the Travel Blog Exchange 2025. It's the world's largest conference and community of travel creators and influencers. The announcement was made this morning in San Sebastian in Spain. It'll see around 500 travel influencers visit the county and explore Donegal destinations. TBX CEO Rick Calvert says Donegal has been on the cards as a host destination for years, and he expects the event to sell out, as it has already done so in Dublin and Killarney. Gardaí in Dublin have begun using body-worn cameras for the first time. 150 members of the force are now wearing the equipment, while a further 200 Gardaí based in the capital are being trained over the next fortnight. The scheme will then be rolled out in Limerick and Waterford cities. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris says the cameras have the capacity to capture audio and video, even when they haven't been turned on.
Quite often in difficult, tense situations, Garda members may delay in switching the camera on because they're having to deal practically with something in front of them before they get the camera switched on. And having that additional 30-second buffer is really beneficial in terms of recording what happened in the run-on to the camera being switched on.
Donegal has been allocated almost €2 million to see roads damaged by heavy rainfall repaired. The €1.945 million package will cover regional and local roads which fall into a state of disrepair over the winter and spring months. It's part of a €30 million national investment. Minister Charlie McConnellogue says Donegal has the third highest allocation in the country, and it will enable Donegal County Council carry out necessary works.
This is very positive funding and announcement for Donegal. It's just under a €2 million allocation from Minister of State Jack Chambers towards local and national roads for this year. And it's in reflection of the fact that there's been more wear and tear in our roads over the last few months as a result of the bad weather. And we're getting the third highest allocation in the country. There's been €30 million allocated nationally, and we're getting just under €2 million of that, which is the third highest. So it's going to be of great use to Donegal County Council. It's going to mean that our road staff across the county will be able to do lots of extra work on local and regional roads over the course of the summer months to repair work that's there and to bring roads up to a better standard. Our road staff, in fairness, do fantastic work right across the county. But it's an ongoing challenge. There's ongoing wear and tear, and it's important that the funding is in place then to help support them to do the necessary work to keep the roads, local roads and regional roads, to a high standard. So this €2 million allocation, additional allocation today from Minister Chambers, will be a real support and help to the roads in our county over the course of the summer months.
A Donegal deputy has welcomed the introduction of a pay-related job seekers benefit, but says more needs to be done to address low rates of illness benefit and carers benefit. Addressing Minister Heather Humphreys, Deputy Thomas Pringle raised the concerns of those who have to rely on the illness benefit. He said it simply isn't enough to cover outgoing costs in households. Deputy Pringle also called on the minister to look at increasing the benefit to carers.
However, the fact that the maximum payment for those seeking illness benefit is €232 a week as well, I think is outrageous. Over the years, I have encountered many constituents who have had to take time off work due to illness and have struggled to make ends meet. Unfortunately, like illness benefit, carers benefit is also set at an extremely low rate. Carers benefit is not a pay-related benefit scheme, and those caring for their sick partners are only entitled to a set payment of €249 a week. It is heartbreaking to see people in this situation struggling to make ends meet.
Vending machines selling vapes and cigarettes will be banned from pubs and nightclubs next year. Sections of the legislation have begun today, but won't officially all become law until September of next year. That will allow time for businesses to prepare. It's one of a number of measures being introduced to reduce the number of children and teenagers using nicotine-based products. However, addiction specialist Dr. Garth McGovern doesn't believe the move will have a major impact.
The vending machine is a fairly niche market. I don't think there's really any great evidence that that's where young people are accessing vapes. I do get a bit uneasy with putting vaping and cigarettes in the same bracket. They're not the same thing altogether. Vaping is largely an intervention to actually give up smoking. But I don't think that's the issue in terms of protecting young people from vaping.
Well, earlier today on Highland Radio's 9 till noon show, Greg Hughes hosted the second of our pre-election debates for the Buncrana electoral area, where 12 candidates are contesting 5 seats. It was the last of the Highland Radio debates as voters prepare to take to the polls on this day week with a comprehensive report on today's proceedings. Here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Adrian McMiler, who's running as an independent, says he's engaged with the community from an early age.
From the age of 16, I sat on boards for local GAA and football teams. I have co-founded the Inish Fader Group. I set up Buncrana's Children's Charity and have since been involved with many other local charities. Altogether, I've fundraised over €200,000 locally, directly benefiting local people. I'm acutely aware of the needs of my community, and that's why I believe I will be a strong voice at the table on Donegal County Council. I'm asking the people to give me a chance to keep delivering for them.
Sinn Féin candidate Niamh McGuinness says she can provide the representation that Donegal County Council lacks.
The lack of affordable housing is a huge barrier for young people like me. How can we start our independent adult lives when the average rent in Donegal is approximately €1,400 per month? The cost of living is soaring and the challenges with healthcare only add to our burdens. For too long, government parties have failed to deliver real progress for the people of Donegal. I think it's time for fresh voices, and that starts with electing representatives who understand the challenges from a personal standpoint. As a young woman, I bring a unique perspective that has been missing from our local governance.
Joy Beard of the 100% Redress Party says she's not only focused on one issue.
Victims need a true 100% redress scheme as specified in the People's Document. This crisis touches many aspects of our lives, our health, our children, our finances, our tourism. That's why the 100% Redress Party is not a single issue party. Redress means to remedy or set right, and that is what I intend to do on a variety of issues in our communities.
Fianna Fáil's councillor Paul Canning says he wants to continue the progress he's made to date.
My name is Paul Canning. I'm from Newton Cunning. I'm a councillor for the past 13 years, and I want to thank the public for the support they have given me during that term. I am now asking the public to support me another time by giving me their number one on June the 5th or June the 7th to allow me to continue the work that I have started and allow me to continue the progress that we are making in South Inishowen.
Councillor Terry Crossan of Sinn Féin says if re-elected, he will continue to work closely with community groups.
If re-elected, I will continue to support and work with our local sporting clubs, community groups and others through the Development Fund Initiative and the Members Fund. Local sports clubs have played a huge role in the development of our young people and must be commended and supported for their invaluable contribution to the community. I want to continue to support that community, and that's why I'm asking for people to re-elect me.
Jason Le Mazurier of the Green Party declined his invitation to the debate. The debate in full is available for playback on the 2024 election section of our website, highlandradio.com.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 60 minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We'll begin with soccer, and Finn Harps are in action this evening when they host Wexford at Finn Park. Harps will be hoping to bounce back from last week's defeat by Kerry in Tralee. It's the first of two games for Harps this weekend, as they'll also face Athlone on Monday. And manager Darren Murphy says it'll be a tough ask for his young squad.
Hopefully we'll have a few bodies back, and then that's where, you know, you have to make changes because the squad that we do have at the moment is quite a young squad, so the physical demands on young players, you know, can't go unnoticed, you know, and can't go missed. We can't miss the physical demands that it maybe take, you know. Some of them young players mightn't be able to play two games in 4 days because of the level. Not that they can't play two games in 4 days, but the level they're playing at, you know, in the first division, be hugely tough for, you know, maybe a 17, 16 or 18 year old to do that. So that's where we have to be smart and think smart with the squad. Hopefully we are getting a wee bit healthier. You know, we only have three left on the injured table, but all three of them are back out on the grass.
Dermot Doherty will be providing us with live updates from Finn Park here on Highland from 7:45. Elsewhere, leaders Cork City are away to Athlone Town. Cove Ramblers play Kerry. It's UCD versus Bray Wanderers, and Treaty United host Longford Town. In the Premier Division, second placed Derry City are away to bottom club Dundalk this evening. Derry will be looking to get back to winning ways after a recent defeat to Shamrock Rovers and a disappointing draw at home to Sligo last time out. City boss Rory Higgins says his team have had a productive week on the training pitch.
We have to try our best to get back to winning ways and put another run together. That's what we hope and that's what we'll strive to do. And we've had a good week this week and hopefully we can put it into practice now on Friday.
Elsewhere, leaders Shelburne bring a 6-point cushion into tonight's programme of matches. Damien Duff's side welcome Sligo Rovers to Tolka Park. Champions Shamrock Rovers go to Drogheda United. Waterford play Bohemians and St Patrick's Athletic welcome Galway United. Also this evening, Republic of Ireland women's team take on Sweden in their European Championship qualifier at the Aviva Stadium. Kickoff in that one is at 7:30. On to GAA, and it's another bumper weekend for Donegal GAA with two huge games taking place in Cork and Dublin. First up, the senior footballers will be seeking to continue their good form when they head to Park Erin to face Cork tomorrow in their second group game of the All-Ireland Championship. There will be no live televised or GAA Go coverage of this game, but you can tune into Highland Radio where Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh will have the build-up from 10 past 2 and then full live coverage of the action from 2:30. Former Donegal star Eamon McGee has been singing the praises of in-form Niall O'Donnell and Jason McGee ahead of tomorrow's clash.
We all know what Niall, the ability Niall has. We all know the ability Jason McGee has. But now they're consistently getting that performance in. That's, for me, Niall and Jason have been the players of the championship. Pater Morgan's been in that conversation too. But brilliant. I'm just so happy for the two lads, especially, you know, Niall and Jason, they're the two lads, and I'm just so happy that Jim has just brought them to the level that we're able to see this day in, day out. And the way Niall grabbed the game, it just blew me away. I actually didn't think that was in his locker, but the way he just grabbed the game in the Ulster final, went, had the shot, you know, went and looked to get on ball, it's just great to see now.
Jim McGuinness has named an unchanged starting 15 for the game against the Rebels. On Sunday, the Donegal Hurlers go chasing a fourth Nicky Rackard Cup title as they take on Mayo at Croke Park. Donegal have named a full-strength team with Declan Coulter, who was the main doubt, named among the substitutes. Danny Cullen will be making his sixth appearance in an All-Ireland final, while Kieran Curran will appear in his first at cornerback. Donegal will be looking to make up for the disappointment of last year's defeat to Wicklow in the decider. And manager Mickey McCann says whoever wants it more will win it.
There's another level in that Mayo team. I know I'm about long enough to know that now, and they've a lot of experience, and they've a very, very sharp forward line, and our defence is very good in Letterkenny. So, complete different game, 50-50. You know, we might be the on-form team, but going on, you know, I do think, you know, the hungrier team on the day will win it. So, hopefully that's us, you know.
Eugene Organ will be joining Oisin Kelly for commentary on the game, which has a 4:15 p.m. start. There are fixtures in the Donegal All-County Leagues this evening as Division 1 leaders St Junans face Gidore, while Buncrana take on Milford in Division 2. In the Senior Hurling League, Cairn Donagh host Dunloe. The GAA have announced an increase in ticket prices for the 2024 All-Ireland Senior Hurling and Football Finals. Stand tickets for the finals will now be €100, with terrace tickets costing €55. That's an increase of €10 and €5 respectively. It's a first rise in ticket prices for the finals since 2019 and a second in 14 years. Ticket prices for the quarterfinals and semifinals have also gone up by €5. In golf, Tom McKibben is in a tie for third on day two of the European Open on the DP World Tour in Hamburg. He carded a 2-under par round of 69 and is 6-under for the tournament. Nicklas Norgaard leads on 9-under par. Shane Lowry is even par for the tournament after 13 holes of his second round at the Canadian Open. He is 9 shots behind joint leaders Robert McIntyre and Mackenzie Hughes. Rory McIlroy tees off from 4-under par just before 6 Irish time. And at the US Women's Open in Pennsylvania, Leona Maguire is 3-over and tees off at Lancaster Country Club just before 7 Irish time. She will be 4 shots off the lead when she resumes. In tennis, Coco Gauff is into the fourth round of the women's singles at the French Open. The third seed beat Diana Yastremska in straight sets, but men's sixth seed Andrei Rublev is out. He was defeated in 3 sets by Matteo Arnaldi. And finally, in boxing, Grainne Walsh is into the quarterfinals of her Olympic qualifier in Bangkok after winning her 66kg bout today. Diana Moorhouse was also victorious, but there was a defeat for Aidan Walsh, but he will get another chance to get to Paris via a box-off. That's it from the sports desk for today, but don't forget we will have live match updates from Harps game against Wexford at Finn Park from 7:45. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Footage of the final moments of Lyra McKee's life have been shown at a trial of the three men accused of her murder. The 29-year-old journalist died after being struck in the head by a bullet in April 2019 while observing a riot in the Creggan area of Derry. 56-year-old Paul McIntyre, 35-year-old Peter Kavanagh and 23-year-old Jordan Devine, all from Derry, denied the charges. Donald Trump has confirmed he will appeal his conviction following his hush money trial. Addressing the media in New York, he said the trial was rigged, claiming the judge was highly conflicted. Mr. Trump was found guilty on all 34 charges, becoming the first ever US president to be convicted of a crime. Well, Mr. Trump insists it was an unfair trial.
Nobody's ever seen anything like it. So we have a judge who's highly conflicted. You know what the confliction is. Nobody wants to write about it. And I'm not allowed to talk about it. If I do, he said, I get put in jail. So we'll play that game a little bit longer. We won't talk about it, but you're allowed to talk about it. I hope you do, because there's never been anybody so conflicted as this.
Agus an ish an nocht. A leibh ag Colm Ferriter.
Jim Rath Hash of Colm Ferriter and Sheldon the Brief Skilty. Do you care that while you learn story or gafty cha lion amal yah clear the cas and the geltacta August gear came tihiacta a learu the follow story August on fable natura vitachiacta egan learso learshu o honrun gelige and mehel nashunta planala changa buandu and dram jarag August groupi ella loyu me hastak lesson run tihiacta gus run the geltacta. Major Leshna trolling cheap plan of the Gaeltachta, Napo Falsiha go foil, Eliu Erin Realtus go Valshahert, and Nadract trolling cheap plan of the Don Gaeltacht at a Galta the Tribliana Nuus go Lightre, go door her Feimana Solyre Tihiacta the Udras Nigaeltachta, August go Lajreher and Billia Planal August Farberch Fihifius a tree. Renew Ale of Foster, go Gorty Plan Tihiokta, August Denra, Lakela, the Gah Lemister, Planala Changa, go Golinher and Crater Leafact, Sigelig, Don Reactanus Achul, Major Le Farberchi, Tihiokta, Sigeltacht, August Go Gorter and Process, Planala Changa, Son Arab, August Takiokti, a key, a horch da Homai. Major le scale at a falsiha heave udras negeltacta, ta medu suntus attaca lian olskolana, sa stach as nastach entiha attack torch kurcha ringeltacht cheer connell. Marcoj the actus occurrent udras urbon, trifle bliantia hen, ta nis mo olskolana eg charter kurch, con an occulter changa gustar of lashus necanter, tog. Tur la fusco will shart, null scolic torch, kurch, air, and geltoctum niana. August la sharton and us hugdalti as Carolina State University, kurch, air canter gidor, la furren on a new padrig, mar osta aku. To skem takiacta the gnolocti sholta ig forest nigelige, takian and skem shot, la fionter, shradale, vega, August mian vege, and gelige a curriconkin, and the gnolocti. Three corti octagus pakashti, seven a grace san agus our margiocta, ksta olus eg foros negeliga bunkai e. Shin ma hodse elig gulier, biu jeru shartanya mayab.
Grimagath karam agusanish. On I'm sure. Dry this evening with hazy sunshine. There will be some patchy cloud in the north and northwest. Northerly winds light to moderate. Staying dry tonight with long clear spells. Lowest temperatures 4 to 7 with light northerly or variable breezes. Tomorrow fine and dry with sunny spells across the region. Some patchy cloud will linger around the northwest. Highs of 15 to 18 degrees Celsius with light to moderate north to northwest breezes. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines again at 6. Before we go, we'll take a look at the closing headlines. The state has released its emergency accommodation statistics this afternoon. There there were 172 adults accessing homeless services in the Northwest at the end of April, 69 in Donegal, that was down one. 23 families registered at the end of last month across the region, that's the same as in March, with 53 child dependents, that's up one. There's uncertainty over the future of GP services at the Ardra Health Centre. In a statement this morning, Dr. Morel Sweeney confirmed after 29 years as a GP in Ardra, she's handed her resignation to the HSC. She says for years she's been highlighting the looming manpower crisis that single-handed rural GPs are facing, while also proposing practical solutions to these problems. The HSC says it is prioritising the location of a new GP. And footage of the final moments of Lyra McKee's life have been shown at the trial of three men accused of her murder. The 29-year-old journalist died after being struck in the head by a bullet in April of 2019 while observing a riot in the Creggan area of Derry. As we said, news headlines again at 6. Check all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening.
The obituary notices for Friday evening, May 31st. The death has occurred of Margaret Peggy Sweeney, Ochadalie, Portsallan, Fannad. Peggy's remains will repose at her son Roddy's home in Ochadalie, Portsallan from 6 p.m. this evening. Removal from there tomorrow to arrive at St. Columbus Church, Massmount at 5:30 p.m. to repose overnight. Requiem Mass will be held at 12 noon on Sunday, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to the Patient Comfort Fund at Remelton Community Hospital, care of any family member or McAteer funeral directors. The death has occurred of Hugh Boyce, White Lass, Remelton, reposing at his home tomorrow from 3 p.m. until 10 p.m. and on Sunday from 12 p.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Monday at 11 a.m. in St. Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. House private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations if desired to Cree, Irish Heart and Stroke Foundation, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Daniel Noel Danny McLaughlin of Yonkers, New York, formerly of Cresla. Danny's remains will be reposing at the home of his brother Brendan, 11 Birch Hill, Upper Cresla, for family only tomorrow. Wake will take place there on Sunday from 12 noon to 10 p.m. Everyone welcome. Funeral Mass in St. Michael's Church, Cresa on Monday at 11 a.m. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Sam Maxwell, Cumberland Lodge, Ballandrate, Lifford. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving from there on Sunday at 2 p.m. for 3 p.m. funeral service in Trinity Presbyterian Church, Main Street, Letterkenny, followed by private cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, on Monday. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Alma O'Donnell, Nee Murphy, Carrigan, Carrigans. Alma is reposing at her son Michael's residence, Main Street, Carrigans, until 10 p.m. this evening. Rosary at 9 p.m. Family time please from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral leaving Main Street, Carrigans, tomorrow afternoon at 1:45 p.m. going to St. Bahin's Church, St. Johnson, for 2:30 p.m. Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in All Saints Church Cemetery, Newton Cunningham. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Good News Cancer Bus, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Directors, Oakfield, Riffo. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.